1230 WSOO. It is 8:38, and another interview for you. We had two interviews today. How about that? It's always exciting to get a couple in here. And today we have is Holly Shank and Chelsea Hoffrichter, right?
Did I guess? Yes, perfect.
Did I
guess? Yes, you did. Great.
40 years of radio. And you guys are both from War Memorial Hospital. Explain to us, Holly, what you guys do at the hospital.
Well, we treat both hematology and oncology there. Mm-hmm. We see a variety of patients throughout our day. A lot of times we have patients that come in for treatment that day, survivorship appointments, and surveillance.
Mm-hmm. And Chelsea, so this is cancer care in the EUP. So obviously with at War Memorial Hospital, my Michigan Medical Center,
too. Yeah.
I know. It takes a little time. See, I'm not focused on that. So, but that's obviously been something that's been a big area that's maybe not the, we haven't always had the best services for people that have had cancer or they're dealing with cancer that they've had to go elsewhere. How is that changing a little bit with the new ownership with My Michigan Medical Center, Sue?
Yes. Yeah, we have two full-time oncologists, mm-hmm. and Holly here is our physician assistant. Mm-hmm. So we can take care of patients from any range of cancers or hematology issues. Mm-hmm. We should be able to offer the services here in Sault Ste. Marie.
And I would imagine, too, being a part of a bigger organization like My Michigan Health, you know, you've got the resources of all the different affiliated hospitals throughout the whole thing, right?
Yes. We do.
Yeah, and how does that make it easier for what you guys are doing with and maybe more peace of mind for people that are going through cancer treatments, you know?
Yeah, yep, it definitely opens some doors for our patients. We have a lot of connections in the My Michigan hospital system. If we can't offer the service the patient needs here, we can certainly connect them with a physician they need elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And we do that daily. We mm-hmm. have a lot of connections down below the bridge as well.
I always ask when I interview David John, you know, if you had a wish list of things that you could offer of services that you don't have, you know, or expanded services, what would they be? What if you guys could actually, you know, wave your magic wand and say, "Boy, we want this," and everything. What is it that maybe isn't available right here in Sault Ste. Marie that you'd love to have for cancer patients?
Our radiation therapy, yeah. Definitely. We work very closely below the bridge right now mm-hmm. with physicians, but we would love to have that on site. That's mainly the only thing that we can't provide mm-hmm. through our organization.
And is that something that, because I know that when My Michigan Health came along and everything, they kind of, you know, had this promise of, you know, X number of dollars they were going to invest into the facilities here. Is that something that's kind of on the table as far as, you know, something that they'd like to bring to the Sioux?
It is always on the table because we want that for our patients. We want all of their care to be given right here, and that's the biggest goal we have.
Right.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, I mean, we were just talking before we went on the air. We had the kickoff for Relay for Life last night for the American Cancer Society. Which is, you know, obviously near and dear to the radio station we've been involved in. Obviously,
sure.
You guys, the hospital, have been involved in Relay as well. Talk about just you know, cancer in general, and you know, and patients, you know, that are in the Eastern UP and everything that go through the services at War Memorial. Is it a lot? I mean, do we have a lot of people that are going through cancer treatments now? Or
we do have quite a bit of patients that we see, but we also see them when they're done with treatment.
Yeah.
We keep them for about 5 to 10 years, depending on their cancer type. So yes, we are busy in the office for sure.
And it seems to me too that having been involved with the Cancer Society for a number of years, that it seems like things are getting better. It's you know, back in when I was a kid growing up, if you were diagnosed with cancer, it's basically a death sentence and everything. You know, you're okay, you're going to get cancer. This is how long you're going to live. You know, and
right.
That was, you know, back in the 70s and 80s. You know, now today it seems like the quality of life and people. I mean, there's lots of huge treatments and cures for cancer now, right?
I think every day there's a new treatment out there. And if you watch any of the national news or broadcasts on television, you'll hear about all the different prescriptions that are changing, all the medications that we have. We have oral chemotherapy now that we never had before.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very exciting time. Everything is changing in cancer medicine.
Is the oral chemotherapy better? Because before it was like an injection or whatever. Mm-hmm. Is it much more able to be tolerated by people?
Absolutely. And the convenience of being at home, too,
right.
Especially up here.
Oh, so you, so it's something that you, the oral chemotherapy, you can,
they take at home.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Yes. They see us intermittently for their lab work, and we that monitor
is,
their
side that
effects.
That is a major.
We monitor them, yeah. But yeah.
Wow. That's got to be huge for people, because then they don't have to, like, because I don't know how long chemotherapy would have taken, you know, traditionally in the past or whatever, but I mean, that's obviously the convenience of having to do it at home and not have to go, you know, yes. Go to the hospital and do all
absolutely.
These other things, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what are some of the other exciting things that are going on in cancer research and cancer's treatment and everything that we should know about?
So for our patients, the biggest thing that we've brought to the table is survivorship appointments, mm-hmm. which really helps the patient understand the journey that they're on. It's unbelievable how many patients come in and say, you know, I'm really not sure what type of cancer I have, what grade of cancer I have. What does the forecast look like for me? Mm-hmm. Exactly. What's changed in cancer medicine? Mm-hmm. We spend a lot of time with our patients showing them the journey, starting with when they're diagnosed and how far out we're going to watch them, which is typically, like Chelsea said, 5 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm. And I guess, too, the other thing is reassuring people when they first are diagnosed that it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, boy, you're sorry, but your life is done, you know?
Yeah. That's, we have many more options today that we'll give the patients. We can give them a prognosis, but we have a lot mm-hmm. more options that we give them right up front.
And I was telling you, too, last night we did have our kickoff, and we had a young gal who was our survivor speaker who went through some very horrific stuff. And for her to, you know, she's got a family, she's got kids, and just the positive attitude mm-hmm. that she portrayed last night and everything. I mean, I thank God every day that I don't have cancer, you know, but it's like I would never, I can't imagine, you know, how she, you know, just
push through
and manages to have still, you know, positive outlook and everything on life.
That's a great segue into our support group.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again.
Exactly.
I didn't even know I was making a segue, but
well, there you go.
Awesome.
There you go. Well, we have many inspiring patients that we really want to mm-hmm. get together and join together and see what issues they have. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they feel isolated. They feel like they're alone. They don't really have close friends or family to talk to. And sometimes just talking to someone who's going through what they're going through
for sure
means
yeah.
a lot to them. Mm-hmm. It just, you know, it opens up so many doors. They can talk about things that they've been reading or hearing and different new therapies. And we want to start that. We mm-hmm. want to start a support group. We're going to do that quarterly, 4 times a year.
Right.
And we want to address things like, you know, we want to do all kinds of mental health, emotional health. We want to talk to them about keeping their immune system strong, exercise, diet, all the things that we can, you know, that can help support them.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing that I know that we talk a lot about, and I hate to keep bringing up Relay, but that just ties in really well because we just had the kickoff of that last night, is prevention too, is cancer prevention,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's huge. And we can talk about that at the support group as well. Mm-hmm. And the support group isn't just for patients who are on treatment. We would like to invite anyone in our surrounding area that has been through treatment, has a cancer diagnosis. They're mm-hmm. welcome to come to the support group, whether they saw our physicians or not. And Holly and I are open to talking about topics that the community needs to explore.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing that I've always has been pretty amazing is that when these people are diagnosed with a cancer and everything, the caregivers that they have, you know, their family mm-hmm. members and everything that are there to kind of support them. And because it's not just a journey that the patient is on, it's the journey that their whole family is on this, right?
100%. 100%. The whole family is affected. You can talk to just about anyone, and they know of someone close to them who has had cancer diagnosis. Absolutely.
Mm. So back to the radiation therapy. You think is that going to happen here? You think
we hope so.
We fingers crossed. Can we go make some phone calls? We need to start pounding on some tables
and
or whatever.
That's really,
you know,
the only thing that we can't offer our patients. Right. We do everything else that they need.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Would to be able to provide that, would there be new equipment? Would you have to have new space for that or
it's
whatever?
It's a giant facility change. Yeah. Yep, that would be a couple year project. Mm-hmm. We'd have to bring radiation oncologists with techs. We'd have to build a new center. So we're hopeful. We're hopeful in the future we can offer that at My Michigan Zoo.
I think some of the patients would miss the road to recovery.
They would. Yeah,
they enjoy their journey down. Yeah, they do.
Well, and again, that's that I know because I've known people that have taken that van ride down for their treatment and everything, and it's a great way for people to just talk on the way down. Talk about sharing their stories and commit and being supportive of each other.
Support group in the van.
Yeah, for sure. And again, it's something that the Relay for Life has really helped to support over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a wonderful service we can offer to our patients.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
But we want to keep them here. I mean,
we do. We have a great team.
Yep.
So you have two full-time oncologists now? Is that what you said? Oh, that's awesome.
Yep.
Is that a recent upgrade or is that?
They've been with us since October.
Okay. So it's fairly recent. Yeah. So that's cool. Who are they?
Dr. Kenneth Krajewski and Dr. Ali Mohammed are their names.
Awesome. Yep. Very good.
Yeah.
They're good guys.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, they are wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. They're great to work with. Our patients speak very highly of them.
Yes.
Yeah. And Holly here, of course, sees patients as well.
For sure.
Yep. Does an awesome job. So,
almost 2 years now.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did I miss anything? We got the support groups. We got the pounding on the table to get the radiation here and everything. Anything else that we need to touch on? Or?
I think we just want patients to know that if they want to come to our office, they can let their primary care physician know and send us a referral, and we'd be happy to review them.
We would.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, again, we want to get to a point. We always say, again, I hate to keep bringing up Relay, but we always wanted to Relay so that we don't have to do it anymore. We want to end cancer and everything. And
that's right.
As much fun as you have at Relay for Life, we would like to not have to have that fun anymore. So
that's right.
But it's and we're slowly getting there. But
we are getting
closer every day.
Yeah, for sure. So Holly and Chelsea, thanks so much for coming in. Thanks for all the good work you guys are doing in the community.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And Chelsea from My Michigan Medical Center. Sue.
Good job.
Joining us here on 1230 WSOO.